This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. I've heard of dating services matching individuals based on looks and even interests, but what if I told you there's a service that can match you based on your DNA? Dr. Timothy Sexton is going to join me to explain how his company, DNA Romance, uses DNA to find romance for individuals. Thanks for joining me, Dr. Sexton.
Thank you very much for having me on.
So, tell me about DNA Romance. How did this all get started?
So, DNA Romance basically brings the element of chemistry to online dating. And we're all familiar with the element of chemistry when you meet somebody in person. You might feel a click, a spark, a feeling that you've known them for years, despite this just being the first meeting with them. And chemistry is only felt in person. And so that's the problem with the current online dating platforms, is they somewhat mismatch people because you are shown a picture so you can evaluate attraction to their appearance. And in some cases, they have a few common interests, proposals, that they like hiking, or that they have some common interests with you, or there might be some personality matchmaking, but there's no predictions of whether you'll have chemistry when you meet that person in person. And so that is the problem with online dating, but it doesn't have to be that way. Your body has the natural radar to detect whether you have chemistry with somebody when you meet in person, and that's derived from their scent and how you perceive their scent.
How does this work? It is going over my head a bit. For me, it is all about looks. I'm superficial, what can I say? And it's about common interests, right? So
yes, yes.
How can this be something just in my DNA that will say, hey, you're going to like this guy?
It relates to scent. We didn't always meet people online. Back when, when I was a school kid, you'd have to work up the courage to go and talk to a pretty girl across the courtyard. And when you meet people in person, you have the different abilities to connect with them. Your body uses other senses to detect whether you're compatible with them. So in the context of chemistry, chemistry is detected through scent and through your nose and your sense of smell. And if you find that person's scent to be quite pleasant, they've had research studies show that the people that you'll find the scent to be pleasant will have very different immune system genes to yourself, while people who you find the scent to be quite repulsive are actually people that have very similar immune system genes to yourself. So chemistry is somewhat of a natural radar to detect whether you're compatible with somebody or not. And it is certainly very effective radar in detecting whether you don't have compatibility with somebody. So if they smell repulsive, it's very unlikely that you're going to follow on with a great conversation and follow up with a second date with them.
Now, do you take my DNA? Do you swab my mouth? Do you take my blood? Or are you going to take my sweat, put it in a vial, and go around saying, here, smell this, see if you like this person?
No, it's a little bit more sophisticated than that. DNA is in basically almost every cell of your body. So it's any of your cells that contain a nucleus. And so DNA can be obtained from, a hair follicle, it can be obtained from a cheek swab, it can be obtained from a spit sample or a blood sample, so any tissue from your body. What we require from you for DNA Romance is actually a DNA data file. So there's almost 10, 20 million people that have a personalized DNA test at this point in time. So that's determining their ancestry, and some people have, a medical report that might be tied to their DNA test. And once you have that information, it might be good for that purpose, but you can also reuse it for other kinds of analysis. So DNA Romance offer an extra DNA analysis where we can forecast whether you'll have chemistry with the other people in our database based on your DNA. And again, we look at a specific set of genes that correspond to your immune system, and we match people based on being opposite. So if you're more opposite to somebody, it'll show a higher chemical compatibility forecast with that person. Well, if your immune system genes are very similar to that person, you'll have a very low chemical compatibility forecast on our platform.
physical attraction and the chemicals, do they even compare to each other, or is it something that you can't analyze yet?
No, there's been an interesting study where they compared people's attraction to appearance and this element of chemistry. And the study found that American speed daters actually, chemistry was just as important as appearance in predicting the second date preference of these people.
Oh, is that like first impressions are important type of thing?
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I guess that it's not just about looks, it's about the way you smell. Does perfume help or cologne, like, hinder?
No, actually they enhance.
Really?
So, yeah. So that's really fascinating. There was another study that evaluated that same concept of whether, you know, this element of chemistry was actually confounded by perfumes, and the findings were that it was actually enhanced.
Have you ever had an experience with your clients where somebody was unsatisfied with the matchup?
Can't say, no.
I'm just curious because I'm not going to say I'm not, and I know my mom would be mad at me, but I am superficial. Looks are kind of important, so I would be kind of like, wait, you're saying my DNA and his DNA are perfect for each other, but I just don't feel it. I don't feel it clicking.
Looks aren't everything, and chemistry isn't everything, and neither is personality compatibility. So it's a matter of having a mesh of all of these, you know, forms of human attraction in that person. So you're aiming to have a person, or you might be desiring to find a person physically attractive. You want them to be, you know, mentally stimulating when you have a conversation with them. And you want to have chemistry with them as well. You know, on top of that, you know, meeting your somebody with a similar culture or religion might also be preferable for you.
Hmm. Now, you said that all of your DNA can come from some kind of DNA data file from like an ancestry thing or a medical report if you have it yourself.
That's right.
So how well do you keep this information? Do you not share it with any organization, or is it something like you don't keep on file?
No, that's been our top priority from the beginning of setting up this platform, was to make sure that the data was, number one, handled in a very secure way, where, you know, our biggest fear would be having our clients' privacy revealed. So everything is stored encrypted. If the client requests that the data be removed from the database, that occurs that day, within 24 hours of the request being made. It's not our intention to store people's data, because it costs us money to store it. And also it's an additional security risk that we don't need, because our intention is matchmaking. It's not sharing people's data with any third parties. We don't do that.
You know what else I just thought of? What about marketing? Is there any way that you could see like someone's data, like DNA data, and say, oh man, they'll really like Prada?
That could be definitely a thing in the future. I think that's something to watch out for. I know when I submitted my DNA sample to Google, I thought, okay, in 5 years' time, I'm definitely going to be targeted by chocolate ads and things that I like.
All the cookie chips of the world, right?
Yes, yes.
Where are your services available at?
Available globally at the moment. So we have certainly the most users of, you know, in any one country would be in the USA, but we do have a lot of users in Canada, in the UK, as well as Australia, and surprisingly Brazil.
So you just mail in your DNA?
As I mentioned, most of our customers already have a DNA test, so they would have had a DNA test from any of the big direct-to-consumer DNA testing companies to determine their ancestry. So these might include 23andMe, Ancestry.com, MyHeritage, Family Tree and DNA, for example. But there's a whole host of DNA testing companies out there now that are offering direct-to-consumer DNA tests to determine your ancestry. But once you know your ancestry, there's a whole lot more you can understand from that information.
Man, this stuff sounds expensive. How much does this cost?
It's coming down in price. When I initially did my personal DNA test, it cost me over $250. Now it's come down to we're offering the same test for $74.
Oh, wow. That is pretty affordable. I'm a little surprised about that. I thought it'd be up there a little bit higher, about the $300 or $400 range.
No. And I think the prices will really continue to come down with the developments in the technology. Hold things up in the future will be actually the DNA extraction.
Oh, I see what you're saying, the actual process of it.
Yeah, the processing of the samples might be more expensive in the future.
Now, with DNA Romance, do you guys have any guarantees, or is it just up in the air?
Right now, it's free for people to use.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So right now, we're developing our platform, we're building our platform, and we're making sure that, you know, it's satisfactory to everyone that's using it. We have a little over 8,000 users at this point, and, you know, they're getting matched, they're giving us feedback, and we're showing them some advertisements. So that's how we're raising money at this point in time. Once we feel that we've got, you know, a product that people, you know, getting matched effectively, and they've got enough matches in each city, then we'll introduce a subscription fee. So that'll be introduced and unrolled city by city as people get a sufficient number of matches in each town. Otherwise, if they're paying for subscriptions and then they find, oh, we've got no matches in this town, I don't want to be handling thousands of complaints.
Now, I'm curious, have you noticed if people have a type? If it was me, Mason, and I gave you my DNA, that you noticed that all of my DNA-compatible people tend to be brunettes?
No. I definitely haven't seen any correlation with that. It's definitely not on hair color, and it's not even on ethnicity.
Wow.
All my really high matches are a mix of different people with different hair colors and different skin colors and different eye colors.
Oh, that is really cool, because I like people who are taller than me, so that would be interesting if someone was the same height.
Yes.
Well, Dr. Sexton, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
You can check out dnaromance.com. Just enter it into the search engine and it'll pop up for you.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's masonverapayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.